This is Bishop Charlene M. Jameson, and I am inviting you to be a part of my Empowerment Podcast each Monday, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Now, this is where we learn to live in victory every day. And at such a time as this, we all need to know how to live in victory. Join me on all forms of social media and at hogckd.org. Now let us learn how together. We tell you today, be inspired, be encouraged, no matter what's going on in your life. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Let's rejoice and be glad in it. Be glad because this is another day that we will live in victory if we only believe. Now we're standing on God's word. Psalm 119 and 89, a favorite scripture of mine, reads, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." Whatever God says, it's settled. You don't have to worry about it. It will not change. Now, Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse 4 is the foundation for the topic of today's discussion, which is, "And the winner is I." And that was gleaned from Deuteronomy 20 and 4. And it reads, "For the Lord your God is the one who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies to give you victory." Now that's encouraging. That's an inspiration to me. For God is the one who goes with you. He's not just going along for the ride, but he said, "I will fight for you against your enemies to give you the victory." And you are a winner because no one has the power that God has. He is omnipotent. He has all power. He can change time and circumstances in our favor. He says, "I'm with you. I will fight for you." Know that you don't go alone in this battle today. God did not create us to fail, but to live victoriously in his love, grace, and mercy. This profound truth is woven throughout the tapestry of the Bible, offering hope and encouragement to believers. From the very beginning, God's intention for humanity was one of flourishing and fulfillment. In Genesis, we see that God created man and woman in his own image, blessing them and giving them dominion over the earth. This act of creation was not a setup for failure, but a foundation for a life of purpose and victory. Living victoriously in God's love means understanding that his love is unconditional and everlasting. He is consistent with his love. It's not on and off again. Remember, it's unconditional and everlasting. Review Romans 8, verses 38 and 39. Chapter 8 assures us that nothing can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Now let's make it personal. You can say the words for yourself, that nothing can separate me from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Nothing and nobody will separate you from the love of God if you believe it and if you follow those words. His love is not based on our performance or achievements,
but on His unchanging nature. When we seize this truth, when we lay hold on it, when we embrace this truth, we can live confidently, knowing that we are cherished and valued by our Creator. God's grace is another cornerstone of our victorious living. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9 reminds us that it is by grace we have been saved through faith. And this is not from ourselves. It is the gift of God. God is grace. Or as the Bible put it, grace is God's unmerited favor, empowering us. It gives us power to overcome sin and live righteously. It is through His grace that we find strength in our weaknesses. And we know we all have weaknesses. But through His grace, we find strength during those times of weaknesses. And we find hope in our struggles. Grace transforms our failures into opportunities for growth and deeper reliance on God. Now look, mercy too plays a crucial role in our victorious life. Lamentations chapter 3 tells us that God's mercies are new every morning. Review verses 22 and 23. His mercies are new every morning. Now that's encouraging. You don't have to worry about an expiration date. Every day they're new. God's mercies. His mercy forgives our sins and offers us a fresh start every day. Now that's an inspiration to us. Every day we get a fresh start, a new start, because of God's mercy. It is a reminder that despite our shortcomings, God is always ready to restore and renew us. Yes, God is always ready. Always. He's ready to restore, to renew, to rejuvenate us, His people. In my conclusion, I want to leave these spiritual nuggets with you. God's design for us is not one of failure, but of victory. By embracing His love, grace, and mercy, we can live lives that reflect His glory and fulfill His purpose for us. This divine assurance empowers us to face life's challenges with faith and hope, knowing that we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. And I just want to leave this definition with you for grace and one for mercy as a reminder that grace is when you get the good things you don't deserve. And mercy is when you are spared from the bad things you do deserve. And God is generous with both. He's generous with grace and mercy. And because of that, you can walk away today saying, and the winner is I. I am a winner. I'm trusting in God. I'm standing on His word. I'll let nothing separate me from His love, for God is the one who goes with me to fight for me against my enemies, to give me victory. Be blessed today, for you are a winner. This is the Empowerment Podcast with Bishop Charlene M. Jameson. Join me next Monday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Blessings upon you all.